You are listening now to The More Abundant Life, a radio broadcast which features inspiring messages and presentations and music by Pastor Wintley Phipps. My name is Adrian Westney Jr., your host. I'm glad to be your host today and for The More Abundant Life. And today we're going to hear another inspiring message and hear some good music from Pastor Wintley Phipps. Pastor Phipps' title today is Cling to Jesus. That's right, the title, Cling to Jesus. And we're going to get into that sermon in just a minute. Before that, though, we're going to hear some music. This is a song entitled Just Keep on Climbing, a favorite for those who listen to the music of Pastor Wintley Phipps.
A dream within your heart, and if you make a start, he wants for you to know. All of your needs he will supply, he's always standing by. He's there to see you through. So keep on climbing until you reach your goal. Just keep on striving with all your heart and soul. All things are possible with God. So don't give in. He'll move your mountains. He believes in your dreams. And when the road ahead seems long, with faith you can be strong. There to show the way. With every step you know what's right, you'll conquer in his mind. He'll bring that brighter day. You just keep on climbing. Just keep on climbing.
are listening to The More Abundant Life, and my name is Adrian Westney Jr., your host for The More Abundant Life. We just heard music by Wintley Phipps. Just Keep On Climbing was the name of the song, and it's from one of the older CDs entitled The Sun Will Shine Again. We're going to get now to the message for today, the message entitled Cling to Jesus by Pastor Wintley Phipps. Here now is that message.
Come with me to that day when Jacob and Rebekah could see that the old man Isaac was showing his age. His eyesight was failing. Human forms appeared to him like distant shadows. The old man didn't know how long his life would last, so one day he called Esau to his side. Come, Esau, I pray, take your weapons, your quiver, your bows. Go out into the field and capture some venison. Make me some savory. Bring it to me that I may eat and that I might bless you before I die. While he was out in the field, Rebekah dressed Jacob in Esau's garments, took the skins of a lamb, wound them round his hands and wrists, sent him unto Isaac. Who goes there? Said Isaac, with a deceptive, manly grumble in his voice. Isaac replied, It is I, Father. I brought you some venison and some wine. Come closer, he said, that I might know if it is truly you, Esau. As the father passed his hands along the arms of his son Jacob, he said, Are you satisfied, Father? Isaac replied, The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Come nearer and kiss me, Esau, my son. Jacob drew and leaned over the old man. The old man took a deep breath. They tell you that's one of the last senses to leave you. And he smelled the odor of Esau's cloak. He was satisfied. He was satisfied that it was Esau, and he laid his faltering hands on the head of Jacob and spake the words of blessing, My son, may God give you the dew of heaven. May God give you the fatness of the earth, and let the people serve you and bow down to you. May you be Lord over your brethren. And may your mother's sons bow down to you. Church, in those days, it was the tradition that the blessing once spoken could never be rescinded. The birthright once granted could never be recalled. Esau returned to his father's tent from the hunt with much loud singing and shouting. Didn't catch anything this time. Father, I've got just a little bit for you. Isaac sat up in alarm, sat up trembling from head to foot. Who are you? I am your son Esau, your firstborn. And amid a torrent of tears, Isaac said to Esau, Your brother has stolen your birthright. Your brother has stolen your blessing. And now I have no more blessing to give. Esau cried out, Please, Father, bless me too. But Isaac could not, for the blessing was gone. Hate filled Esau's heart. And for the next 20 years, there was no relationship between Esau and Jacob. And by the way, we should not be surprised. Sometimes a photograph at a funeral can cause division between family members for years and start hatred and bitterness. Mama told me it was mine. For the next 20 years, Jacob lived like a hunted fugitive on the run. Through fraud and deception, Jacob had executed one of the most notorious hoaxes in all of Scripture. He had stolen the birthright from his brother, and for the next 20 years, he mourned over his reckless decision because he was a fugitive. For 20 years, Jacob was tormented by the memory of that day. He now had to live amid rocky hills and hilly places. And for the first time in his life, Jacob understood what it meant to be really alone. And he thought about his mother. He thought about his father. His attitude was being tempered by the trials he was going through. He saw that there were spiritual defects in his character that God needed to deal with. And now as Jacob looked back at his past, he realized he had made some mistakes. And he asked for forgiveness. Amen. Made a new commitment to serve the Lord. And one night, he decided that he was going to go back home. And as he lay there grieving in his spirit, he saw a ladder stretching from earth to heaven. God showed Jacob that there is a ladder that can reach from heaven's highest mountain to earth's lowest valley. There is a ladder, hallelujah, that can reach from God's house to your house. God showed Jacob that there is a ladder that spans the wide gulf that sin has created between man and his heavenly Father. And that night in vision, the Lord spoke to Jacob saying, I am with you. I will keep you. Amen. In all places whither thou goest, I will bring you again into this land. I will not leave thee until I have done this thing which I have spoken and promised. Jacob rose early the next morning, took the stone. These are all important Bible truths. Took the stone he used for the pillow, set up an altar, poured oil on it, and called that place Bethel. You see, as a young man, Jacob had resorted to a treacherous act to secure a blessing. But now he knew God had forgiven him. And God would bless him if he walked in the paths of righteousness. So as a changed man, Jacob began praying that he would be able to go back home. Through his trials, God had blessed him anyway. You know, God is so awesome. Even when you do wrong, have mercy. Even before you repent, God is still blessing you. Hallelujah. God had blessed Jacob. Jacob packed up all his things, his family, and began to retrace his step. And the Bible tells us, and we read it here in Genesis 32, that as he started walking, a band of angels started walking with Jacob. The same band of angels that God had sent to Bethel to encourage him. The same band of angels that he saw going up and down the ladder of grace and mercy. Those same angels were now sent by God to protect and guide Jacob as he made his way back to his father's house. Now you got to understand that Jacob was now a different Jacob. He left his father's house with nothing. He was now a rich man. Great company of servants. With his wife and children, he's marching back to his father's house, and he's thinking, what'll become? What kind of welcome will I get after all these years? Will my brother forgive me? It was an hour of dark decision. And because he felt he had to do something to secure his safety, Jacob decided to place his faith in human overtures. So he sent a message to Esau saying, I'm coming, and that I might find grace in your sight. Servants came back to Jacob, said, we've got Esau's response. He's coming with an army in attack formation. Esau replied to Jacob's overture, brothers and sisters, by marshaling 400 fighting men. He was not ready to forgive. Jacob, realizing that he was in trouble, split up his family into two bands, that so if one was attacked, the other would have time to get away. When he reached the river, Jacob sent those with him over the river to the other side. The Bible says he was left alone, feeling helpless and weak. And there alone, Jacob spent the night praying, calling on Jesus to soften Esau's heart. I want you to know, this past week, God has laid it upon my heart that there is a ministry that we do not ask of him and strength of him to perform, and we need to ask him to do it more for us. And that is, ask Jesus to soften the hearts of people that you have to deal with. Before you go to the bank for a loan, ask Jesus to soften the heart. Are you listening to me today? Of the person you're going to be speaking to. When you got to talk to that brother, that sister who you've got a problem with. You didn't hear me today. And you ask God to soften your own heart too. Amen. Jacob prayed, Lord, soften Esau's heart. He's coming with 400 men. Well, as Jacob started to pray, suddenly, the Bible tells us a strong hand was laid upon him. Jacob thought an enemy was trying to take his life, and he began to wrestle. With the stranger in the night, in the darkness, the two of them struggled together, fighting for the mastery. I have a friend who has passed away now. He was a soldier, an American soldier in Vietnam. And he told me how once in the darkness they started receiving mortar fire coming into them. And everything was dark, he said, but he realized when one mortar hit, it lit up the place a little bit, and he saw an enemy soldier with a knife creeping right in front of him. The enemy soldier saw him, and the both of them started wrestling together for hours in the night. That's what was going on. Jacob was wrestling. He didn't know who he was fighting with. The stranger didn't say a word. They just struggled together. Now, this was no figurative struggle, brothers and sisters. This was a real struggle. Jacob knew he was in the battle of his life, and he wrestled with the stranger. Jacob saw his sins as he wrestled. You know how sometimes when you're in danger and your life flashes before you? Sometimes when you know you're in trouble, your sins will come up before you. And there, that's what was happening. Jacob saw his sins rising up before him, but he wrestled with the stranger, and he was shut out from the light of heaven. And in the darkness, Jacob fought on. He fought with the stranger until he reached exhaustion. Jacob wrestled with the angel until the break of day. Have mercy. Do you know what that's like? Do you know how tired you would get wrestling with another human being until the break of day? Well, when the stranger had enough, he placed his finger on Jacob's thigh, and instantly Jacob was crippled. Servant of God tells us that Jacob was disabled and suffering. Have mercy. He was in terrible pain, but he would not loosen his hold on the stranger. He was broken, he was penitent, but he clung to the angels. Couldn't stand up, but he could cling. held on to the angel, pleading for the blessing. And all night long, that wrestling went on. And, you know, all through the night, Jacob fought with the stranger, but he didn't realize who he was fighting with. Jacob did not know it was at that moment that he was wrestling with Jesus himself. The stranger touched him. Jacob did not know who it was. And as the hours passed, brothers and sisters, Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Now, like Jacob, we find ourselves maimed or disabled, broken. And right now, someone here today, it's no accident you're going through what you're going through. I said it's no accident that you're going through what you're going through. Because soon at the break of dawn, the Lord is going to touch you. Jacob was defeated. He couldn't fight anymore. He couldn't grip and press. He was holding on to the angel so tightly. Finally, the angel said to Jacob, let me go, for the day breaketh. Jacob answered, I will not let you go, except thou bless me. What's your name? Said the angel. Said, my name is Jacob. He said, it'll no longer be Jacob. It'll be Israel. Brothers and sisters, sometimes God will not use his power until he's sure that you're sure you've used up all your power. You didn't hear what I said. Sometimes God will not call down his power until he's sure that you're sure that you've used up all yours. God won't invoke his strength until you've got no more strength yourself. And because he loves you, stay with me today, he'll give you a limp. Now, notice, brothers and sisters, in the morning as Jacob is coming down the hill, everyone can see that he has been in a battle with heaven's champion. Jacob graduated from trust in self to victorious dependence on the arm of Jehovah. In his defeat, he yielded himself to the one who had overcome him. He became the servant of the God of Bethel. Now, church, it wasn't, and this is one of the most important points in my message today, it wasn't Jacob's surrender alone that made him a prince. Let me tell you what made Jacob a prince. It was his clinging more than his surrender. You see, you have to do more than just surrender to be victorious. In heaven's eyes, you also have to learn how to cling. It was then that he became a prince and prevailed. After all his struggle, he was a man in defeat, but in reality, he was victorious because he learned how to cling to Jesus. Amen. Sometimes that's all you can do after you've done all you can do, is to just cling to Jesus. Did you get it? Jacob wrestled with the angel. Angel gave him a limp. Jacob surrendered. But Jacob was blessed. The angel didn't say, because you surrendered, it's because you wouldn't let me go. I'm going to bless you because you wouldn't let me go. I'm going to bless you because you wouldn't let me go. I'm going to let you see glory. I'm going to let you see heaven because you wouldn't let me go. Amen? Amen. Well, before I leave you today, God is so good. He gives me
these words, and I tell you, I thank him for this message today. It's a message for me, and it's a message for you. Amen. You got to learn, like Jacob, to cling to Jesus. It's not enough to just say, yes, Lord. You got to say, yes, Lord, every day, every hour.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's message. The message entitled, Cling to Jesus. And I hope that you will cling to Jesus and that you will take to heart and put into practice what you heard today in today's message. If you would like to obtain an audio copy of today's message, here's what you should do. There are two ways to do this. First of all, you can call the Seabrook Church, and the phone number there is 301-577-6342. The phone number again for the Seabrook Church to order an audio copy of today's message is 301-577-6342. You want to ask today for program number 353. That's program 353 to reference the correct program so that you can get what you've asked for. You may also order online by sending an email to seabrookav@yahoo.com. That's seabrookav, A like Apple, V like Victor, @yahoo.com. And again, provide the same information, the program number 353. For those of you who would like to get more information about the music of Pastor Wendley Phipps, you may do so by going online to the U.S. Dream Academy website. That website is usdreamacademy.org, usdreamacademy.org, and you may obtain information about the music that you hear here on the program and other music that Pastor Phipps has done that you may not hear on today's program. Pastor Phipps has had the opportunity and privilege to record a lot of music, and maybe one day we'll have a program that just features music. How about that? Well, I'm glad you joined us. Our program has just about come to an end. I hope that you will join us again for another program. Until you can, though, I hope that you will remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10. That's where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life. My name is Adrian Westney, and I'll see you next time here on The More Abundant Life.
Give what's in your heart.